This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. officials say American fighter jets struck Iranian-backed Houthi rebel sites for the sixth time Friday, taking out anti-ship missile launchers that were prepared to fire. The officials says the strikes were carried out by F-A-18 aircraft off the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier, and they resembled similar U.S. attacks on Houthi launchers that have been occurring almost daily this week. The two officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss ongoing military operations. President Joe Biden acknowledged Thursday that the bombardment of Houthi sites has yet to stop the militants' attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have disrupted global shipping. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. As fighting between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas continues in Gaza, a diplomatic conflict is developing between Israel and the U.S. over the future of governance of Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
A new opinion poll by the Jewish People's Policy Institute in Jerusalem finds that just 5% of Israelis today support the U.S. idea of a revitalized Palestinian Authority. One-third want to maintain control over Gaza permanently, and one-quarter of Israelis even want to rebuild Jewish settlements in the territory. The U.S. has strongly opposed statements by far-right Israeli ministers in support of rebuilding Jewish settlements in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone in response to a combined naval exercise by South Korea, the United States, and Japan this week. North Korea says it first tested the drone last year and that it is designed to strike enemy vessels and ports. South Korea's military says North Korea has exaggerated the drone's capabilities. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.